This morning's reading continues from the second prophecy to the Americas, chapter 32, on the error of the old churches. The teaching of Jesus was one of light. It is believed by the churches of the old dispensation, before the coming of the Messianic Son of Righteousness at the command of God, that man is redeemed by the blood shed by Jesus, that by drinking of this blood and by eating of his flesh, one attains salvation. But I say unto the churches of America that man is redeemed by God's light and not by the blood of his messenger. The death of Jesus on the tree was not a sacrifice worthy of God, but a disgrace to those who caused it. Jesus spoke in parables and taught that it was by the eating of God's light, come from the sun, that man is redeemed. And Jesus taught that he was of that light, as are all holy men and women of God. And he taught them to partake of the light, and that they would never hunger or thirst again. For Jesus ate the bread of light and was therefore of that light. The ancient Hebrews who ate the manna in the desert did not attain salvation from the eating of it. For all things of the flesh pass away. But those who partake of the light that comes down from heaven, the bread of God, his image in the world, do not die. For the light of God is the living bread which he gives for the life of the world. And God did give the bread of life through the Son. But man did reject this bread, and it was withdrawn. Therefore, all Christians in America should rejoice, for God has sent the bread of life from the tree of life, the spiritual Son which fed the first man and first woman. It has come under the direction of God the Father. Surely God the Father would that all the human family know of the truth and benefit from it, and flee from untruths. And the new community shall know and teach this truth, so that all people everywhere may live. And those of faith of the churches will turn from their error. And those of intelligence who have forsaken the teaching of the churches and who have forsaken religion shall see the beauty of the truth of this new teaching. And all shall return to God with understanding and joy. For all reasoning men and women reject death, and they would embrace life if they knew the way. Because of this, the churches shall come under the guidance of a new people of light ordained of God, and this new ministry shall begin in America. And we will now have the blessings.